Hello, my name is Anna. I will present today Fonia's Rua Academic Research Project. And first of all, I would like to thank you for coming here. And also would like to thank Deutsche Welle and organizers of this event for having us here. So here is just a brief introduction. I'm presenting Community Network. It's a radio community network. Fonia's radios means telephony. That's a two-way radios when people can actually talk to each other. It's not just broadcasting, it's communication. So using this, the network consists of the radios, so people who have the radio stations can talk to one another, and they can also listen when others speaking, so they can always join the conversation. And here you can see is actually an example of a radio station. It was installed in the Amazon rainforest in the Acre state of Brazil, and here Rafael is giving a training to the local community how to use it. So the radio network operates over high frequency radio band. It's HF, I will be using HF term now. HF radio band is very good for the rainforest. It bounces in the ionosphere and doesn't need, the propagation is very high. It goes beyond 100 kilometers. So it's not the line of sight connectivity, but it actually can go up to 400 kilometers. But Rafael will tell more the technicalities. So let's move on. Keith, can you please put the next slide? Okay. Okay, so I'll just continue, and this project is the result of request of 24 traditional communities that live inside the first extractive reserve in the Brazilian Amazon. In the 90s, people who used to work and collect rubber in the Brazilian Amazon demanded the right to live on the land which where they worked before. And through various struggles and environmental movement and the movement of workers who joined this movement, the first extractive reserve was created with the right to give these people dwelling and conservation and extraction of the goods and the land, but without severe extraction. So basically people who live inside the reserve, they can farm, they can hunt, they can collect foods or grow foods, but they cannot extract it to the extent that it will jeopardize the forest. And under this condition, these people live there. So the basic, one of the main threats and struggles for these communities for years was the lack of communication. And I don't know how many people of you had the chance to visit Amazon. Okay, one person. I think maybe you will understand me. It's impossible to describe how it is there, because when you arrive, the only way to travel is the river. You have to have money to have a boat. You have to have money to have petrol, which is much more expensive. So basically, these communities are very isolated. And these communities are former farmers. They don't really have much financial income. And for them, communication is very vital. But unfortunately, they cannot afford to satellite connectivity, or there is no mobile connectivity, for example. There are no commercial network operators. So there was a big meeting, and 24 communities, one of the main demands, they asked for radio connectivity because they already knew this technology from before. And with an effort of radio activists from Brazil, researchers from Brazilian universities, and the local and traditional communities, the project has started. And in 2015, the next slide. In 2015, there was a first trip to the Amazon forest where six HF radio stations were installed. One was installed in the city center of Marechal Tamaturgo, in the urban area. And five stations were installed inside the reserve. And gradually, by 2017, the network now consists of eight stations, seven inside the reserve, and one is like a connecting hub inside the city. Next slide, please. So you can see here is the map of reserve. It's territory a little bit less than Luxembourg. Many communities are so isolated that during the dry season, when the rivers get dry, there is no way to reach them. So these communities are really in need of connectivity in case they need medical help or if something happens. Again, there is no electricity or telephony. The transport connectivity is only by rivers, and also there is no basic medical or educational services for the people living in the forest. So, and some call this the land beyond the last mile, because there is no way to connect and to talk to people who live there. Next slide. Just to sum up, this project, what we call is a community network. And this term has been developed recently, mostly in the internet policy debate, but it relates directly to broadcasting and telecommunication as well. And the idea is that community network is created by the people, by the local community, that defines the needs and necessities of themselves, basically. And they came up and said, we want the radios. And we as researchers here only to assist to build this network. Of course, there is a question of sustainability and maintenance and training, which we will talk about more later. But the idea is that we want to present here various examples of networks, community networks, that were built not just by implementers or technical specialists, but together with the community, because every station that we installed in the forest, we were doing it together with the local people. They were participating, they were providing assistance. It was a very interesting process. And what I think is very important to say is that it's a process. It's not like a one interaction that we came to the forest, we left the radio there, and then we went. And this process is very important to make this work, because without constant interaction with the people who live there and without us providing assistance and also getting feedback, I think this would not be possible. Okay, thank you.